Welcome to Coffee Chat with Lisa. Coffee Chats are spontaneous podcast episodes you will find in your podcast player anytime I have time-sensitive information or just want to share what's going on in real time with Organize 365. These podcasts will disappear as soon as the information is out of date. So grab a hot cup of coffee and listen in to find out what's new. It is time for me to start traveling again. As a matter of fact, when you watch this video or when you hear this podcast come out live, I'll be traveling with my family on our annual beach trip. But that is not the kind of travel that I want to talk to you about today. Today, I want to talk to you about the kind of travel that I started in 2019 and was totally brought to an abrupt halt by you know what. And you know what has not decided to leave us, but we have decided to start traveling again and specifically doing in-person paper organizing retreats. So we are still running like little hamsters on the wheel behind the scenes right now, getting all the details in place, which is why I'm recording this as a video and not as a live, but I need to get this information out to you as soon as possible, because by the time I come back from the beach, I need those of you who are ready to have already started registering. So, paper organizing retreats. What is a paper organizing retreat? When and where will they be in 2022? And if I want to become a certified organizer, how does this tie into this whole thing that we're talking about? So, paper organizing retreats. Let's go back in time to when I was in direct sales. I sold scrapbooks for Creative Memories for 17 years, and I loved it. Oh my goodness, I loved being a Creative Memories consultant. And I would go out and I would do home shows and I would go into people's houses and I would show them how to make a scrapbook. And if they decided that this was something they wanted to do for their family, the way that they wanted to preserve the history of their family in photos, I offered in-person workshops at my house the first Friday of every month. But Martin Luther King weekend, we would go away to a camp as adult women, and all weekend long, we would eat all the foods you're not supposed to eat. We would sit by the fire, we would talk, we would laugh, and we would scrapbook for 48 hours straight. And we called it Winter Wonderland. I loved it so much. And when I started Organize 365 and we started talking about the Sunday basket, I knew that I wanted to have certified organizers because I loved, as a Creative Memories consultant, being able to work with clients one-on-one and in small groups to help them actually complete their photo albums. And so that's where my idea of having a Sunday basket certification came from, and why I have empowered and encouraged you to find certified organizers that are in your area to help you with your Sunday baskets. I also knew, as a Cincinnati in-home professional organizer, that I could take photos and I could take paper out of my clients' homes, work on them in my house with my team, and send other teams into other people's homes to get the house organized. And so that's what we did. We would bring photos and we would bring paper to my house and we would organize that during the week. And then we would also go into people's homes and organize those spaces that were not portable. And along the way, I started having paper organizing retreats before we even talked about turning the Sunday basket into something you could buy. And I had people in Cincinnati come to my house and I set up tables around my house, just like I did with Creative Memories, and they would bring whatever paper they wanted to sort. And the first paper organizing retreat I had, there were three ladies that came. They all had school-age kids and they all brought their kids' artwork. And they were in my living room, dining room area. They were laughing and they were having snacks and they were showing all the cute little pictures that their kids had done. And they're like, and now we recycle it. And they were picking their favorites and they were organizing it. And then in the kitchen, there was this older gentleman from my church who had seen my advertisement on the church bulletin. And so he came and he literally just came in with files directly out of his file cabinet. He had never organized his paper before. His wife had passed away. He didn't know what to save and what not to save. He couldn't afford a professional organizer, but he liked coming over and he came to every single paper organizing retreat I had that summer. And then in the family room, I set up a table and there was a teacher there and she was going through all of her classroom paper and get rid of everything that she didn't need for the next school year. And I was like, okay, this is going to work.
Like being able to bring your file cabinet, your kids' artwork, your schoolwork, your work, like paper is portable. And because paper is portable, you can utilize a professional organizer helping you with what paper to keep and what paper not to keep at not professional organizer prices. So at the time when I was doing this, it was costing $750 a day for me to come into the house, my team and I, to come and organize you in the house. But you could come to a paper organizing retreat for a couple of hours in my house for, you know, less than $100. So I started thinking about this, and we started the Sunday Basket certification program for people to do workshops, the Sunday Basket workshop. And as the Sunday Basket workshop started picking up, I thought, you know, I really want to be able to do these whole weekend long retreats. Like I want people to literally load the minivan full, load the truck full, like bring your sedan as full as it could possibly be while you legally can see out of the car and drive it to me. And so I thought, I wonder if people would be crazy like me and want to spend the night at a hotel and like literally organize their paper with me. So we tried it in 2018 and they did. So I rented out a ballroom and literally people drove 8 to 10 hours with minivans full of paper to Cincinnati to go through this paper. And our paper organizer retreats start at 9 a.m. and they end the next day at 3 p.m. So they're only, you know, 27 hours long. It's just one night in a hotel. They did. And we did this over and over again. It was so fun. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. And then Monique and I started talking and she's like, you know, what would be even better is if we had the people who are getting certified and doing these retreats come to a retreat in order to be trained so that when they did their retreat, they've already been to one of Lisa's retreats. And I was like, yes. And we had just started that in 2019 when you know who showed up in 2020. And so it's been a while. We pivoted immediately. We've been doing virtual Sunday Basket workshops. We've been doing virtual paper organizing retreats. There are many certified organizers now that offer 3 hours or 6 hour retreats. And those are great. And those are awesome. But I want you to like load the minivan full, load the truck. So many people had their significant other driving to them to the retreat, unloading everything, and then coming back and picking them up. We have literally had multiple families pilgrim to Cincinnati with all the paper. They leave one homeowner in the paper, in the paper organizing retreat. The other spouse takes the children and they go and do something and then they meet together at night and everybody leaves happy. And we shred hundreds, thousands of pounds of paper. It is a blast. So I'm super, super excited to be doing paper organizing retreats in person again. Now, we are going to have one in December in Cincinnati. So there will be one in December in Cincinnati. But there is something I know about Cincinnati. It is not drivable for everyone. And because it's not drivable for everyone, we are looking for other locations that we can have paper organizer retreats. And the first two paper organizing retreats will be the last weekend in September and the first full weekend in October. The last weekend in September will be in Arizona, and the first full weekend in October, I think it's like the 7th and 8th or 8th and 9th, will be in Orlando, Florida. Yeah, two places that are definitely not drivable to Cincinnati. And the hotels that we're going to in all three of these locations, Cincinnati, Arizona, and Orlando, are the exact same hotels that we were at for the book signing last summer. They're excited to have us back. We're excited to work with them again. So in Arizona and Orlando, we will be at an Embassy Suites. And in Cincinnati, we will be at the Holiday Inn. So let me look and see. Okay. So Arizona will be October 1st and 2nd. So it's actually Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd in Arizona. And Orlando will be October 8th and 9th. And Cincinnati will be December 10th and 11th. So those dates have been set. I've been waiting until this moment to record this video and this podcast because we are literally inking and signing the contracts, the hotels. We found the hotels. We have everything set. We have hotel rooms. And this is why I need to get this podcast out as soon as possible because I'm thinking, oh yeah, these events are at the, you know, very beginning of October. We don't need to worry about it now in July. And Stephanie, who's worked in the hotel industry for a long time, is like, Lisa, they don't hold room blocks until the day before people show up. I was like, oh. She's like, yes, you have to get your room booked before the first weekend in September for both of these events in October. I was like, oh, that's a detail. So all of the details about the paper organizing retreat, you can find at organize365.com under the events tab. You'll find paper organizing retreats. There are plenty of certified organizers that have paper organizing retreats virtually and possibly closer to you. These are going to be our corporate paper organizing retreats because they will also be used for training. So we will be in Arizona on October 1st and 2nd. We'll be in Orlando on October 8th and 9th. And we'll be in Cincinnati on December 10th and 11th. We will start Saturday morning. We'll go all the way until 9 p.m. at night, and then we'll start the next morning, Sunday morning, and we'll be done at 3. So this is what a paper organizing retreat is like. You will arrive with all of your paper. And when I say all of your paper, I mean all of your paper. Boxes and bins and bags, oh my, so much. You will bring it all in. And the certified organizers will help you bring it all in. And then we will spend the first couple hours just decluttering. How much can we possibly shred? We will have lunch together, and then a shredding company will come after lunch, and they will literally shred on site everything that we don't want to keep. So you have until around 1, sometimes 2 o'clock on Saturday to reduce the quantity that you brought down to a manageable amount. I mean, you are going to have a professional organizer right there helping you get rid of, get rid of, get rid of. Like, we will set the pace and you will move very quickly to get rid of everything that you don't need before the shredding company comes. Then after the shredding company comes, you're like, okay, what's left of the paper that's left? How are you going to divide that into projects? How many binders do you need? Do you need work boxes? Do you need things to actually go back in the filing cabinet? Where are these papers going to live? Once your piles are divided, it's probably dinner time. You're on your own for dinner. Go out and get whatever you want. Have it DoorDashed in. Have a protein bar, whatever works for you. And then keep working on dividing or start your first project before you go to bed on Saturday night. Sunday morning, you will wake up and you'll be like, okay, I understand what happened to me yesterday. I'm going to pick this project and I'm going to try to get it done before lunchtime. At lunchtime, you will then bag up everything that you have left in different projects. So when you take it home, you could just pull one project out at a time to work on it. And after we have lunch together, then you'll be led through an on-site Sunday basket time if you choose to do that. Couple of extra things that are going to happen at the corporate paper organizing retreats are that, number one, I will be there on Saturday. So I'll probably be there when you arrive. I definitely will be there for lunch. We will be having a book signing, likely from 4 to 5, but that hasn't been nailed down yet, where people who aren't at the paper organizing retreat or people who are will be able to get their photo taken with me, and I will be able to sign books at that time. We also will have an on-site store. So we're going to have a store set up. We'll bring a select amount of inventory. We won't have everything, but we'll have a good sampling. You'll either be able to buy things on-site, or at least you'll be able to touch and feel everything that you see online and see, oh, a lot of people at the book tour are like, oh, I didn't realize that that's what the planner looked like. I didn't realize that's how big the portable Sunday basket is. So you'll be able to touch and feel everything, see all of the different patterns, et cetera, et cetera. I will not be there on Sunday in Arizona for sure. I will be there on Sunday in Orlando. And then going forward, I will be at the paper organizing retreat on Saturdays, but I will not be at the paper organizing retreat on Sunday, just managing your expectations. So that is a regular paper organizing retreat. But wait, there's more. So as we have been having paper organizing retreats, having the Sunday basket, having the Sunday basket club, coming out with the paper solution book, all of the things that have happened in the last 5 years with the Sunday basket, it's time to make a change in our certification program. So up until this point, you get certified in the Sunday basket and then you add on additional certifications. But now that the Sunday basket has been out for so many years, we realized that the paper solution book really is everything you need to organize your paper. It's the Sunday basket, the four main binders, the optional kids binder or warrior mama binder, all of that. All of that is the paper solution. And so our certification name is changing from the Sunday basket certification to the paper solution certification. So everyone who wants to be certified in the Organize 365 methodology will go through a paper solution course. They'll get all of the products, they'll get online training, and then they will get a one-day bootcamp in-person training. So the Friday before each of these paper organizing retreats in Arizona, in Orlando, and in Cincinnati, on that Friday, new certified organizers are going to come to finish their training with Monique. So they're going to spend the day with Monique, get all their business questions answered, and get all their paper solution training on site. I will be there at lunchtime. I will have lunch with the certified organizers. I will get a picture taken with everyone so you guys can use that on your website, and we will put it on our website when people sign up for their retreats with you. And then these new certified organizers will be attending the paper organizing retreat. Like I said, we had started this in 2019 and it was amazing. Like, I knew it would be good, but after we did it the first time, Monique and I were like, oh my gosh, that is so much better than we ever thought. So at a regular paper organizing retreat, it's a handful of people with a certified organizer is a really intimate, fun experience. At a corporate paper organizing retreat, it is chaotic fun. I'm there, Monique is there, Steph is gonna be there. We're gonna have other team members from the Organize 365 home office there as well. And then you come either as a new certified organizer or as a paper retreat attendee, and then we match you up. So depending on how many certified organizers and how many paper organizing retreat attendees we have, there will either be one paper solution certified organizer for each paper retreat certified guest, or two paper retreat certified guests to one certified organizer. So when you come to a Organize 365 corporate paper organizing retreat, you are going to get a lot of attention, a lot of attention. There will be the Organize 365 staff there. There will be the person that's running the paper organizing retreat, and there will be all the new certified organizers that you will get matched up one-on-one or two-on-one so that they can really help you get through all of your paper faster. For those of you that are interested more about becoming a certified organizer, I'm just going to ask you to email Monique, M-H-O-R-B, at organize365.com, or go to thepapersolutioncertification.com. You can also find this under our program tab on Organize 365. For those of you that are interested in coming to a paper organizing retreat, I would love to see you in Arizona or Orlando in October or Cincinnati in December. Tell us if you are registering for this, even if you're not going to get your hotel right away, so that we know how many slots we have. We have a very limited number of slots for these paper organizer retreats. So if you're interested, please email customerservice@organize365.com. Let us know you're interested and you're working out the logistics so we can make sure we can fit everyone in who is interested in attending. I have to go play with Grayson on the beach now. Somebody's got to do it, and it is my job this week. But when I come back the first week in August, I will be talking a lot on social media about our paper organizing retreats. I will be doing a webinar for any of you that are interested in the certification opportunity. And I can't wait to see you, give you a big hug, and take a picture in Arizona, Orlando, or Cincinnati if you can join me.